And welcome to Ear Candy here on Local FM. I should say hello to all our listeners from our radio partners across the country at CKXU in Lethbridge and Caper Radio in Sydney and Voice of Bond Bay in Bond Bay, Newfoundland. Welcome all. Got a great show lined up for you. Oh yeah, the first thing about how to get a girlfriend way back in the day apparently was you had to buy a Mercury, or at least according to the Steve Miller Band. Here we are with Mercury Blues.
Money, I tell you what I do. Go downtown, which makes us blessed and makes for stormy weather. Confess she passed the test and we will never sever. Days dawning, skins crawling. Days dawning, skins crawling. Days dawning, skins crawling. Days dawning, skins crawling. A friend in need, a friend indeed. A friend who'll tease is better. Our thoughts compressed, which makes us blessed and makes for stormy weather. A friend in need, a friend indeed. A friend who bleeds is better. My friend confessed she passed the test and we will never sever.
Yeah, that's none other than The Cars with Good Times Roll. I'm sure all of you out there in listener land would like the good times to roll, and I wish that for you. Before that, we heard Pure Morning from Placebo, Monkberry Moon Delight, Paul McCartney howling his head off of his second solo record called Ram way back in 1971, and Mercury Blues, the Steve Miller Band off of Fly Like an Eagle. That's quite an initial onslaught. I hope you loved it to death. Good Times Roll. I've heard a little story about that one. That was from the first Cars record. What was that called? George? Oh, it's from a record called The Cars. That's their first one, 1978. Produced by Roy Thomas Baker, a music producer of great renown. And Rick Ocasek, I saw him on YouTube telling a story to an interviewer that when they went over to England to record this record, that at the time, Roy Thomas Baker had more tracks than anybody else. He had 24 tracks, I think, that he could record. And what he did was he put a lot of vocals on that particular song because he had the tracks. He had these extra tracks. So he just had the band, and everyone in the band sang. So when he heard that chorus, Good Times Roll, it was overwhelming. Rick said to him, wow, Roy, that's kind of too much. It's like a tidal wave. And he said all these years later that he really loved it now. But that was the story behind that particular tune and that record. You got the technology, you've got to use it. That's just the way it is. Pure Morning, Placebo, I love the way that they put their words and lyrics together on that song. You know, I don't know that I know like another song of theirs. Maybe there's a Placebo fan out there who could turn me on to it. What you would do is just go to the Ear Candy Facebook page, put in Ear Candy Facebook, Mark O'Connor, and you'll find it easy enough, and just put a comment about, hey, you know what? If you like Pure Morning from Placebo, maybe you like these other songs, dude. And I'll check them out. I have gone and checked out other Placebo songs, and I haven't liked anything else. But here's what's curious, because when I post the playlist on Facebook, what it does is I put a link on, so you can just click on the artist's name, and you can go to their website. See how easy that would be. And it also tells you how many people are sort of following them. And Placebo is like 6 million plus. I mean, it's the same as Paul McCartney. Serious. I'm not making this stuff up. So they're a far bigger band than I could ever have imagined, but that's the one track I know that I love. And Monkberry Moon Delight. You know, I feel like I should, you know, Paul McCartney and that vocal performance. I mean, it's just outstanding. The howling and the voices he uses and the force. It's just a force of nature. I feel like he threw down and Tom Waits heard that and said, ooh, I could do that. I feel like that maybe was the birth of Tom Waits. I don't know. I think I'm just making stuff up now. You know, we should just probably get on with more tunes. Less me, more tunes. I think that's always a good prescription. We're going to play something from the White Stripes, and Jack White, who's actually Jack Gillis, changed his name to Meg White's last name. And actually, they have Jack's family has Canadian roots, Cape Breton roots, if I'm not mistaken. And years ago, in fact, in the very last White Stripes tour, they were touring Canada. They wanted to go to every province and territory in Canada and do a show. And they did something in every province. And Jack actually ran into his mother and found out there was a family reunion going on. He had this tour booked. So they were heading to Cape Breton, as I recall. And that was the very last White Stripes store. I got to see them in Moncton. Wonderful show, amazing. And they played a few shows in the States before Meg, just from stage fright and anxiety, told Jack she couldn't go on anymore. Or actually, the way Jack tells it, she was basically a mute, that he was in a, you know, a duo with the other person, didn't talk. But anyway, it came to an end. And really, we should be all pushing for the White Stripes to get back together. Jack is lost without Meg. Just is. We're going to play something from their biggest record, which was Elephant. It had that big hit, Seven Nation Army. I'm going to play a track called Ball and Biscuit. Another one from April Wine. Both of these dealing with sex. Hey, I'm partial to it. Maybe you are too. Maybe some songs about it will be even better. This one's called Ball and Biscuit. The White Stripes here on Ear Candy.
The fact that I'm the seventh son. About it. about me. Soon enough you will care by the time I'm done. Yeah, you just wait. You stick around.
Distant lands. Conqueror. is sacrilege and heresy. And I feel alright. I feel alright tonight. I feel alright. I feel alright tonight. Tell your lies, criticize and sympathize. Yeah, but be careful what you wish for, friend, 'cause I've been to hell and now I'm back again. I feel alright. Yeah, I feel alright tonight. Yeah, I feel alright. Yeah, I feel alright tonight.
Ooh, I feel all right. I hope you're feeling all right too out there. That was Steve Earle off of, I believe the record was called El Corazon. I could be wrong about that. I'll see if I can't make it right. And before that, we heard Slowpoke. That's from April Wine. And we heard Ball and Biscuit, the White Stripes off of Elephant. And I'm not sure what Slowpoke is off of, which April Wine. It's one of the early records. It was the original lineup of the band. To me, April Wine is the greatest Canadian band just because they've got the longest list of great songs. Longer, considerably longer, in fact, than the Guess Who, which would be probably be my second favorite. And you may not know this, but Miles Goodwin is a New Brunswick native. So the biggest rock star to ever hail from New Brunswick by a country mile, born in Woodstock in 1948, I believe. And the band originally were located in Halifax, well, in fact, in Waverley. And of course, our listeners in Sydney would certainly understand the distinction between Waverley and Halifax. And then they've eventually relocated during their sort of peak years to Montreal and did very well there. So Slowpoke, yes. And I don't think you need any explanation what that song's all about. The lyrics said it all. And Ball and Biscuit, guess Jack White may be strutting a little more, but obviously the same subject matter. What do they say about rock and roll? Sex and drugs and rock and roll. Well, let's forget the drug stuff, but the sex and rock and roll stuff. Yeah, I can get behind both those things. All right, we're going to change that. We've sort of had more of a pop rock with an emphasis on the rock element half of the show, and maybe we'll just sort of change tacks a little bit here and go to the pop side of things a little more. Stephen Page, he is one of the founding members of the Bare Naked Ladies until he was no longer a bare naked lady, but a solo man. And he's just released another record. I think he's got two records coming out. This is called Heal Thyself Part 1, Instinct. Bit of a mouthful. So I guess there would be a Heal Thyself Part 2. And probably another word, not instinct, maybe rational thought, deliberate plan, something like that. Oh, I make fun, but yeah, he's got a new record out, just released, and we're going to play a track from this called, a couple of tracks actually, one called There's a Melody, which is the lead track off the record, and another one, more of a Caribbean-flavored thing called Mama. Stephen Page, here on Ear Candy.
Same notes. There's a melody somewhere inside of me. I can hear it, but can't get it out of me. just to hear the sound of water, just to put the fire on ice. I'm lying down in the shower, oh mercy, loosen the vice. Sometimes the sword is so heavy, and the pain has a ravenous mouth. In the pits of my own making, sometimes I don't think I'll ever get out. All the world stroking their comas, madmen making the news, bent over like a beggar. I was saying it's no use. This ain't the world for intelligent women, unless you like swimming in your own dark sea. These are times for urgent rhymes, but where the poetry? Bright, magnificent green, adorned with invisible riches. I saw my stitches glowing so bright. No, the burden was not heavy, for the master it was light. You
'cause I never thought time could pass so slowly. It must be love I'm feeling. This must be love.
Yes, that's Phil Collins off of Face Value, released back in 81 with This Must Be Love. And before that, we heard Sound of Water / Change Your Mind, Sarah Sleen off The Baroness. The Baroness, released in 2008. And then we heard a couple of tracks from Stephen Page. We heard There's a Melody at the top of the set, followed by Mama. That's off of Heal Thyself, Part 1. And I just thought the Phil Collins track, he's made a comeback. I guess he did a concert recently, did a few songs. I don't think he's a drummer anymore. I don't think he physically is able to do it. He's had some surgeries and some back problems and that sort of thing. But he's been reissuing his back catalog, and his last batch of kids, because he's been married several times, are now getting to a certain age, and he wants to show off and show them what he does, and says that they love his music, and I can believe that. I'm not sure why I wouldn't. So he's been reissuing his back catalog, and this was his debut. This track was off of his debut solo record, Face Value. And the cover was a really ultra close-up shot of his face. It took up the entire front of the album cover. And so he had the great idea of, well, we're going to reissue it, so we'll just take a close-up of my face today. And so we'll replicate the cover art, same sort of tones and colors and shades, but just have my face today, not what it was back in 1981. So I found that kind of interesting. Here's another little tidbit about Phil Collins. He has the world's largest private collection of memorabilia from the Alamo. It reminds me of Pee Wee Herman's Big Adventure, a little movie he did back in 85, and took a knock on the head and he had amnesia, and they were reviving him. Can you tell us your name? I can't remember. Can you tell us where you're from? I can't remember. Can you tell us where you were born? I can't remember. Can you remember anything? I remember the Alamo. And the characters around him just burst into cheers. Pretty funny stuff. Look it up on YouTube. You'll love it. All right, one last song, I think, before the show will end. I'm going to play a track from Heather Nova. It's called Girl on the Mountain from her album The Way It Feels. Do tune in next week. Again, if you want to know what songs were played in this show, go to my Facebook page, Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. Thanks for lending me your ears. This is Heather Nova, Girl on the Mountain. You.